Plant on the line. This is the commentary.ca. Jack Christie joins me now. He's been described as Mr. BC for his over 20 years traveling through the province looking for the best outdoor attractions and activities. He's written numerous books in the past. His latest is Best Weekend Getaways from Vancouver. There are 28 destinations in this book throughout the Sunshine Coast, Gulf Islands, Vancouver Island, and the Okanagan, as well as places within the Lower Mainland, all easily accessible from Vancouver. An outdoor columnist with the Georgia Strait, Jack Christie is also the host of the Rec Report on Shaw's The Express. The book is published by Greystone and retails for $19.95. JackChristie.com is his website. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program, Jack Christie. Good morning, Mr. Christie.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be with you and your audience.
Thanks for joining us. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up all over. My dad and my grandfather are from Vancouver, but my dad was in the Air Force, and so we grew up all over North America and Europe.
What brought you to British Columbia or Vancouver?
Well, I came to work on a project here developing a script on a show on petroglyphs, native petroglyphs and pictographs in British Columbia, and I had always loved Vancouver when I visited here, and we were living elsewhere, like up in northern Alberta. We would come down here, and I just loved the idea of having a little rowboat and, you know, just a nice little place over there in Marine Drive in West Vancouver. I thought that would suit me just fine, but I found Kitsilano just as much to my liking and met my wife, started a family. Now I live in East Vancouver for the last 30 years.
For people that don't, we're neighbors, actually, aren't we?
Well, as that turns out, that's a really lovely surprise, Joe, to find out that that we share this same lovely neighborhood here in East Vancouver.
Did you find that you travel much outside of British Columbia?
Yes, we do, just so that when we come home we can realize how great this place is. We just came back from a month in Venice and Paris, for example, and our beat sort of extends around Western Canada, west coast of the United States, Hawaii, but BC is definitely where we do the majority of our traveling and writing.
I see whenever I turn the television on, you, whether it's in the morning or early morning or late at night, you seem to be on. Did you confine your work really just to covering British Columbia, or do you, when you're in Venice or Paris, do you write about them as well?
Well, what I try to find is I work from the familiar to the exotic, and because I find that that's often a really good way to draw listeners and readers into a story, is if you work from something that they already know. So, for example, in Venice, because I'm involved with the outdoors and I love to paddle, I was very interested to find out about gondolas and how they were made and what the tradition was. And so that was the kind of research that we did there. Paris was strictly vacation.
Now, how many books has this been? How many of you have you written, I should say?
Well, I've written and revised 17 books altogether, and I really owe a lot of thanks to my partner in creativity, Louise Christie, my wife, who does all the photography for our books.
And you enjoy, I mean, this is a guidebook, but it's highly readable, I must say, in terms of just learning about these places in this province that perhaps I haven't been to. You enjoy writing these books?
Very much. I mean, the research is the really fun part. The writing is the hard part. But in Best Weekend Getaways from Vancouver, what we've done is probably this is our most opinionated title that we've published so far with Douglas and McIntyre Greystone Books. It allowed us a chance to, first of all, look at places that we could recommend because it's a weekend getaways. People need a place to stay. So each chapter, contains our recommendations of three places where we would like to stay, plus another three where we've also enjoyed either shopping at local markets and doing our own cooking, or actually, you know, treating ourselves and going out.
And Mrs. Christie, she took the photographs, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
It seems to me that you've done a tremendous amount of research, just not writing the text of the book, but I'm just looking at it here. The phone numbers, the websites and stuff like that, how long does it take to put something like this together?
Approximately 6 months.
And throughout this process, you get to go to these places. That must be the fun part.
That is. You know, as I say, the research is definitely, it keeps us on the road a lot. I mean, it's a big responsibility having to do a book like this in 6 months. But the research is, you know, we enjoy traveling through British Columbia so much. The best weekend getaways from Vancouver, we restrict ourselves to the southwest corner of the province and maximum 5 hours to get to any of the 28 destinations, but most of them are a lot closer, within a couple of hours. And one of the things that I always like to tell people, Joe, is, you know, every now and then we treat ourselves to like taking a plane somewhere. Rather than spending 5 hours in traffic to get from here to Salt Spring Island, sometimes we'll just spring for a plane ride to get us over there in half an hour. You know, every now and then I think we're worth it. Not just Louise and me, but, you know, everybody out there.
Have you a favorite place to go to in British Columbia?
Oh, I don't know that I've got a specific favorite place. If I had to say one place, it would be Whistler. Whistler has been very dear to us over the years. And, in fact, Best Weekend Getaways from Vancouver is the third in a current series that we have out, one of which is the Whistler book, and the other one is 52 Best Day Trips from Vancouver. So, yes, Joe, I would have to say Whistler, you know, season in, season out, is our preferred destination. But, I mean, every time I go somewhere, I find new reasons. You know, I leave it thinking, hey, I want to come back to the Cowichan Valley, or, gee, I really want to see more of the Sunshine Coast, or, wow, you know, every time I go to the Okanagan, there's more wineries to visit. It's just like that. I mean, British Columbia has got so much going for it these days. That's why I tell people that the new average is above average. Used to be that we'd go out and visit places, and, yeah, everything was okay, and, you know, you could find a place to stay, and the food was all right, but now there's such an array of choice when it comes both for places to stay right across the spectrum, whether it's, you know, camping out at a wonderful little provincial park at Ruckle Beach at the south end of Salt Spring Island, or treating yourself to, you know, the some of the really higher-end places. Having been in Europe, I realize Europe is really expensive, and we get a real bargain here in British Columbia. Even though it might seem expensive to go to a place like Whistler, by comparison, on an international scale, the value for money that we get in this province is second to none.
And one of the interesting things in reading the book is you, of all the places that you go, you have little suggestions on where to go to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm astonished that no matter where you go in the province, there's a great variety of things to eat, whether it's ethnic food or not so ethnic food. You can get that throughout the province. Is that correct?
That's correct. And in fact, you know, the 100-mile diet is, you know, books like that have done a great service to the public in terms of bringing to the attention the efforts of farmers, for example, and a variety of different specialty food producers to really source food locally. And I think that there's a great convergence that's going on right now, Joe, between this trend towards wherever you go, you find a lot more local produce on the menu, combined with the fact that people are traveling a lot more locally. There's, you know, there's a lot to be said for taking some time in the Okanagan, sitting out there, eating some local food, drinking local wine, looking out across that lovely lake. I'm thinking, you know, my gosh, I got here in, you know, 4.5 hours. I could have spent that time just getting to the airport on my way to Tuscany, and I didn't have to show anybody my passport. I didn't have to go through a security check. Nobody charged me $15 to check my first bag and $25 to check my second bag, as the, you know, I was just reading on the news wires this morning about United and American Airlines are moving in this direction, so I can only imagine that it's only a matter of time before our local airlines begin to apply those kind of charges. And, you know, frankly, I'm tired of being, you know, of having charges, you know, always being, every time I turn around, somebody sticking another charge at me.
So you obviously travel the province a great deal. Do you find that a lot of other British Columbians are doing that, traveling within their own province? Is that a trend that you're seeing increasing?
Yes, I do. And also, I'm meeting a lot of Albertans out there. Alberta's economy, of course, is really strong right now. And for a number of reasons, more and more Albertans are coming to vacation in British Columbia. And So between the two, between the British Columbians and the Albertans that I meet out there, it's, you know, and one of the reasons the Albertans are coming here is because places like Courtney are so attractive. They've got direct flights now coming in on WestJet from Edmonton and Calgary into Courtney because they've got golf courses there, they've got the ocean, they've got the skiing up on Mount Washington, they've got beautiful provincial parks. So, yeah, it makes me appreciate this province all that much more when I see, you know, how other people are flocking in to enjoy what we sometimes take for granted.
Well, when you go to wherever you're going throughout the province and you go to you frequent businesses, attractions, restaurants, hotels, and the sort, are they reaping the rewards of this?
I certainly hope so. When I go to the Okanagan, for example, a lot of hoteliers and restaurateurs would tell me, well, we really appreciate seeing you folks from the coast, but, you know, it's Alberta that really makes this place tick. So, yeah, American visitors are down, local visitors are up to take up the slack. So, I don't know what more I could say.
Now, did all the trips that you sort of suggest for us to take in this book, they're about 2 to 3 days?
That's what I figure. A lot of people have time constraints, and for one reason or another, we're not taking as long a holiday as perhaps our parents did. We're grabbing like little weekends, two, three, 4 day weekends, and so everything in the book is really geared with that in mind.
Have the Olympics factored at all? I mean, do you see that travel throughout the province is more accessible for the sort of tourists that you are?
Well, I don't know whether we can really gauge the impact of the Olympics yet. I know that there are a number of people that I have met from Europe, for example, who are traveling to Vancouver just to see, okay, well, we know now that the Olympics are coming here. We had Olympics in our country, and so they've come over here to see, well, there must be something very attractive here that allowed us to win the Olympic bid. But I don't think the real wave of visitors is going to hit British Columbia until probably 2011, 2012, is my guess.
I was just thinking, like, if you mentioned Whistler earlier, if you're going up to Whistler, have you noticed that it's easier to get to Whistler from Vancouver because of the Olympics, or probably not at the moment because of the construction of the Sea to Sky?
Well, the construction is going along pretty well. There's a lot of the highway from Squamish north to Whistler is finished. Right now, the bulk of the work being done on the road is between Horseshoe Bay and Squamish. And when I'm driving along there, it reminds me of what it must have been like when they first put the road through in the late 1950s. Up until that time, you know, Squamish, the only way that you could get there was either by train or by boat. So opening up the highway made a great deal of difference. And when I say Whistler, Joe, Whistler has cast a halo around the whole Sea to Sky corridor between Squamish and Lillooet. And so when I head up that way, I mean, there's so many different options of places that you can go to camp and explore in the outdoors, or just find a nice little hotel room and treat yourself to a great meal and a spa, because we do feature spas in our book as well. This is one of the first books where we've had an occasion to hone in on the fact, okay, if you really want to get pampered, you want to go away for a weekend and just really don't stress out, don't feel like you've got to do anything more than just relax and be pampered a little bit. So there's lots of options.
So let's just say we decide to pick up the book and we want to go this weekend or the next weekend somewhere. What would you suggest would be a nice weekend for someone to take?
Well, at this time of the year, you know, you have to balance off the fact that it's not quite summer yet, as we can see just by looking out the window. I like the Sunshine Coast, first of all, because you can travel car-free. Second of all, they've got more, especially on the Seashell Peninsula, they've got more attractions built in on that 80K stretch of road between Gibson's and Egmont than almost any other 80K stretch that I could think of. There's no real, it's not a real resort area. I mean, there are a couple of them that are great that I recommend in the book, the West Coast Wilderness Lodge, you know, Ruby Lake, and a couple of other ones like that. Mostly, though, it's bed and breakfast, and that they've got a long-standing bed and breakfast tradition on the Sunshine Coast, and every time I meet one of the good people who runs the bed and breakfast, it always reminds me that it takes a very special kind of person to do this. You have to really enjoy having strangers coming into your house, or, you know, a lot of times they have nice little cabins and things like that. You got to enjoy it, and at the same time you realize people are here and they you have to respect their privacy. So there's a lot of operators on the Sunshine Coast who are very skillful at that and who, you know, produce the most sumptuous breakfast that'll last you the whole day. So I think in terms of value for money, Sunshine Coast is one of my favorite places to go at this time of the year, because the gardens are out, the trees are out, and one thing that really is kind of special on the Sunshine Coast is they have lovely dogwood trees that are in flower right now, and you can see them all right from the road. It's a great place to go just with that in mind for seeing, you know, everything all of a sudden that's out in blossom.
So besides the column in the Strait and the work that you do on television, are you working on another book, Jack?
Yes, I'm just about to start to revise the Whistler book. So many changes are happening in the Sea to Sky corridor that the book really needs revision, so it'll be out this time next year.
Well, until then, we'll pick this book up and continued good luck with it, Jack, and it's been a pleasure having you on today.
Thank you, Joe, and I just want to remind your listeners that my website, jackchristy.com, is an excellent place to find out more information on our books, on our activities. We've got videos that are posted there. Anybody out there who's got a question on travel, just hit the contact button and fire away. I'd love to hear from people.
Indeed, jackchristy.com is the website. The book is called The Best Weekend Getaways from Vancouver, 1995, from Greystone for the Commentary. I'm Joseph Plunta.